And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. And thank you to Barbara Hegarty. Mind your own business. And if it is the third Tuesday. What day is this?
Wow.
Third Tuesday of every month, business innovation panel from 3 to 4, Spencer Thornack.
This is me. Hello, hello.
Oh, good. It's been a while. No, it's only been a month.
And
things are going pretty good, huh?
Things are going well. Got my car fixed.
See, that's good. That was that's no fun when you don't have a car.
Yeah.
Right?
Actually, I was thinking about this on the way over, and it's kind of a good story I want to tell because
absolutely.
Charles actually told me about a place called You Fix It.
And I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah, I had a really great experience with these guys, and I wanted to kind of, because this will play into our little theme today of search engine optimization. But so he told me about You Fix It. He didn't say anything else. And so I went online and I Googled You Fix It Center, Arizona, I think, or Phoenix.
Yeah.
And I found their website and it had a location up north off of Cave Creek. And I was like, okay, let me tell you what You Fix It is. You Fix It is a garage where you can rent a bay with a lift and all the tools you need to fix your own car. So if you know how to fix your car, you can fix it there because you have all the tools you need. You can lift your car 10 feet up in the air so you can work underneath it. So it was pretty amazing.
It's like you have a mini garage that you own.
A full, you know, they have a full shop with everything you could ever need to fix your car. So if you know how to do it, but you don't have the whole setup at home, like I've tried to do it at my house, but I had it up on jack stands. I had to take a section of the exhaust off and just couldn't quite get the torque I need to get the nuts off the bolts there.
Right.
So what I did was I took it in there. But anyway, I found them off Google Maps. That's how I found the location. So I went to their website, called them up, and set up an appointment, got my car ready. But then when I was getting close to time to do it, I needed to call them again. But I didn't have their number written down because I didn't write it down. So I went to Google Maps again, and actually there was a location closer. There's one right over here by the 40th Street and the 10.
So they have a few of them, huh?
Well, actually, they're two separate companies. The original one is the one on 40th Street and University.
Actually
40th Street and I-10. And someone else kind of copied their idea. And they were more expensive. The guys up north were like $30 an hour for the bay. And that includes all the tools. These guys were only $15 an hour. And that included all the tools.
That's a big difference.
Yeah.
Wonder why.
I don't know. I think they're busier. I think they've been doing it longer.
Different location or better location, maybe?
I thought the guys were really, really cool down there. So I made the appointment. I got my car down there. I thought I had a leak from the oil pan gasket, but that wasn't the case. But I did fix that, and power steering line hose was leaking, so I fixed that. But then the power steering line hose got messed up while I was doing it. Like the either it came defective, or while I was trying to get it in there, one of the threads on the end of the hose got bent over.
Oh, geez.
So anyway, for $75, they pulled the hose off, fixed it, and put it back on, which I thought was crazy. I mean, that's an amazing deal. But anyway, they then told me that the leak wasn't the oil pan. It was another leak. So, but a seal, one of the seals on the.
Were you able to fix it?
Yeah. Well, actually, I had them do it. So I just
at this You Fix It place, right?
Yeah.
They also have people to assist you.
Right.
And do you have to pay them?
Well, they have people there to answer questions and kind of give you a hand every once in a while. And that, you know, they're mechanics. They're full, you know, trained, you know, really good mechanics down there. And then they also do service on cars. So, you know, in my situation, it got to the point with the seals, it's a little bit above my experience level.
Yeah.
So it was only, I think, $75 an hour for them to do the work. And they did a really good job and gave me a really competitive price.
Oh, that's not too bad then.
But yeah, I mean, but it was great because, I mean, the whole kind of the wrap and the whole story up is if they weren't on Google Maps, I wouldn't, or in Google, or at least had set that profile up, you know, which is free. I wouldn't have been able to find them. I probably would have gone up to their competitor, which is up north, and that would have been, I don't even know what kind of experience I would have had, you know, because it would have been double the time to rent the space. And then when I got it done, it wasn't the problem I thought it was. So, you know.
So this leads into a great discussion about Google Maps and SEO, right?
Correct.
So how does this all work? Search engine optimization, that's SEO.
Right.
And of course, well, we should talk a little bit about what you do, and then we'll go into SEO, and then it'll make sense to people why this is important to you, and it should be important to any business out there because – you want to be found, right?
Right. I mean, if okay, I'm a web developer. I run a website company called reallyfastwebsites.com, and we work with primarily with small businesses, entrepreneurs and small organizations to put up websites that are easy to maintain, but are also able to be found by potential clients or people that are looking for whatever service or business you guys are offering. So part of a key and one of the largest ways right now for people to find websites on the internet, and this has been kind of this way since the beginning, is search engines. And a search engine, like, you know, everyone's heard of Google, I would hope. What the search engine does is they have these things called spiders or robots, and what they do is they go out and search for, they follow links and they search for websites. So let's say, you know, breakthroughthinking.com, so breakradioshow.com, the spider would go there because it knows about your website. And then we have a link to my website on there. So once it hits my link, it's going to jump over to reallyfastwebsites.com, and it's going to just follow all the links on my page. It's going to jump away, you know, and just keep spidering out because, it's the World Wide Web. It's kind of like a interconnected web of different websites and links back and forth.
So that's the term spider is what
right.
you're saying. It's like a web.
Exactly. Oh. It's like the spider crawls around the web. That's kind of why they call it the spider. They also refer to them as robots because it's a computer program that's running. And they just gather the information. And then what Google then does is they database all this information. So they take the link and they look at all of the text on the website. And then they analyze it and say, okay, I see these keywords repeated. So if they came to my website, they would see website design. They would see Phoenix, Arizona website design because I'm targeting Phoenix, Arizona. I'm not necessarily nationwide, although I do have clients nationwide. But my primary market is Phoenix, Arizona. So what I've done is part of the SEO process, which will kind of go through the basic steps. But, I mean, it's a kind of a long and detailed process. But we'll go over kind of the important parts. Basically, I've written my pages saying, you know, about web design, included Phoenix, Arizona, and then there's certain components of the page like the title and different parts that will tell the search engine that this page is about this, you know, about website design, or for the breakthrough thinking, it's about, radio, and we have, business and, different types of radio and things like that we've optimized the site for. So it's up to the search engine to look at all this information and kind of put you into what they call the search engine results pages, or SERPs, which is...
SERPs.
Yeah, SERPs.
I like it. I like maple SERPs.
Maple SERPs.
Don't you like that at IHOP? Okay.
Google has good maple SERPs. No. Well, I mean, so the goal here would be, for any business, would be to come up on page one. So you go to Google, and so let's say we're talking about accounting, so we would type in Phoenix, Arizona, certified public accountant. So I was looking for a CPA. So our goal would be to have your site pop up in the top 10 results. Higher up, the better. Because if you're the number one, gets clicked more than anything.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's an exponential almost drop in how many clicks each one
really?
Gets. Yeah, it's really amazing.
But how hard is that to get number one, to become number one?
It can be very difficult.
Yeah.
Here's where the kind of the tricky part comes in, because there are... The more a keyword gets searched, the harder it is to get ranked for that keyword, just because there's a lot of competition. So for me, it's very difficult for me to get. Like, my website's been online for about 5 years, and we've been just working on, SEO and things like that. But we're not even on the first page yet, and it's very, it's a very competitive.
Well, you are in a competitive industry.
Right. Yeah. It's extremely competitive for web design. But, it may not be for a different, certified public accountants. There may be a smaller number that are available, so it'd be easier to get ranked. So it's just a matter of doing research before there's a research phase before you decide to, kind of target certain keywords when you're doing search SEO.
And this is what you would help people to do, right?
Right. We primarily focus on making sure the website's compatible. We do offer SEO services. It's not really our specialty, but we do specialize in making sure the website is 100% compatible with the search engine. So that way, when you're working with an external marketing agency, then they're helping you. Because there's what you do on your website that's called on-site SEO, where you're making sure the website's elements are friendly to the search engine, so it'll be properly indexed. But then there's what they call offsite SEO, and that's where you're actually building links to the website, you're sharing content with other websites, because there's a whole algorithm that's very mysterious that Google uses to analyze your website in relation to the other websites on the internet and kind of put you where they think you should go. There's actually no way to control that. You can't just say, hey, Google, I'll give you $1 million if you put me number one. They won't do that. They have advertising spots, which you can pay to be on, but those don't get nearly as many clicks as the natural results, the organic
really?
Results. Yeah.
So now, is that changed over time, and is it about to change again?
Well, actually, Google just made a very large change to their algorithm, the biggest one they've made in probably 4 or 5 years. And the reason they did this was a lot of their websites out there called content farms. Like you may notice that if you search for something like how do I change a light bulb, there's like websites like eHow and Yahoo Answers, just websites that have answers, and there's just a lot of content, and they're not necessarily the highest quality website.
Mm.
And so Google is number one because of the quality of their results, how relevant they are to the keyword you're looking for. So they need to constantly be doing things to make sure that when you search for something on the internet, like auto repair, you get the best result for you. So Google made a major change about a month ago and it actually was targeting these content farms, but in the process, they've also penalized a lot of other websites that are quality, but were using SEO tactics similar to the content farms. So it's been tough for people that may have dropped significantly in the rankings.
So when we come back from our break, we'll continue our discussion with Spencer Thornock. I think this is interesting. We're going to look at these content farms and see if there is a solution to really integrate in and make sure you can get on page one or at least somewhere near there.
Right.
And we'll be right back.
What if your house is on fire, you call 911? The firemen don't know what to do, the truck's got a flat tire, the water hose has a leak, they can't decide what to wear, and everybody wants to drive the truck. This never happens because they have a process, they follow it, they're on the same page. I'll help you put your fires out with a business process. I'm Barbara Haggerty, helping you mind your own business. 602-750-4518. Increase the bottom line now. Even a two-person business needs a process, and I specialize in small business. 602-750-4518.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. And this is the Business Innovation Panel starring Spencer Thornock. We're talking about interesting things, search engine optimization. People want to be known. They better be want to be known. I didn't even say that right. How did I just say that?
People better be want to be.
Yeah, I learned that in third grade. I don't know what I just said. But in business, if you're not known, you can be a genius. You could be the best at business. But if people do not know you exist, what happens, Spencer?
And you may not get the business you need to keep being in business.
I've seen that many times. Some great CPAs from a certain CPA firm went out on their own to get to just to be on their own. And they just didn't have the skill level to attract business. They were technically excellent. But if you don't have clients, you don't have a business.
Right. I mean, you need a constant stream of inquiries and people contacting you as far as with questions about the business. And even if you're not able to help that person, maybe then they would refer you to someone. What I want to do, because there's so much that is involved in SEO, I could talk all day about it until my voice went out. But I want to give people listening something that they can do immediately that will at least give them an idea of where they stand with the search engines, and then a few things that they could do that would help them immediately. The first thing I think that everyone should do, if you haven't done this already, is go to www.google.com/places. PLACES, or just typing, go to the Google bar and just type in Google Places, two words. And what this is this is how you can control your local business listing in Google. So you're able to go on here and sign up for a free account. You can sign in with your Gmail account, which is also your Google account. Or you can go ahead and sign up for a new one. It doesn't cost anything. What this is going to allow you to do is it's going to allow you to list your business in the Google local directories and the local search. So, sometimes when I go and I type in, Phoenix full color printing, like if you add a city and you're being specific, it'll show local results because it knows that you're kind of looking for someone local, or if I type in auto mechanics, there are things that Google kind of is going to, guess at and say, oh, you probably need a local person for this.
Is this like a yellow page concept?
It's very similar. It's kind of like a Google version, What it's going to allow you to do is be found in the search results easier. I mean, they actually put local results up top.
Oh.
It's still not a guarantee that you're going to get listed there, but it'll help. You'll start to get there. You'll start to be listed there. But the big thing now, and a lot more and more people are getting the iPhones and the Google Droids, and they all have these Google Map applications. And when I'm looking for things, today I actually did this. I was looking for AutoZone. I was sitting at a car wash. So I was like, okay, I got to go to AutoZone next. So I went to my Google Maps and I searched AutoZone. And on the map down only a couple miles, it was Baseline and Priest, there was an AutoZone. So I was like, okay, I'm going there next. That was all I did. So your Google Places will allow you to be found on Google Maps, which is great. Because if you're a local company like a CPA, I could have typed in CPA and found Dave Isaac.
Yeah. Excellent.
So I'm not necessarily saying it's going to be a guarantee that you're going to get pop up in there. But after Google kind of, they still have they put you where they think you should go based on how important they think you are, which is, unfortunate, but it's kind of the way it works. But it's a great way you can at least get out there and maybe even start sharing this link with people. You can say, okay, check out my Google Places, because they'll actually allow you to list your hours of operation, payments that you accept, services that you offer, description about your business. So there's a lot that you can actually do. Just even if you don't have a website, this would be a great place to start, because then you'll at least start. People may find you in the search engines.
So what you're really saying is that people should be really on the cutting edge and not be behind the curve.
Right. I think that it can be difficult to begin to even learn about this because there's just so much available. But I think if you're going to be, trying to market yourself online, Google's the first place to start. They have over 75% of the search market share. So that's where you want to start. Three out of four people go to Google and search, and then the other search engines get the rest. So I wouldn't start concentrating on Yahoo, because they're not getting as many searches, and Bing doesn't get nearly as many searches as Yahoo. So it's good to start with Google, because they're the biggest. I guess the first place to start is to sign up for a Google account, set up a Places page, maybe do that, but even before you have a website designed, because then at least you'll be on the internet somewhere.
Oh, that's a good point.
Right, because maybe you're getting ready to build a website, but you want to at least have your name start circulating on the internet. Go ahead and sign up for a Google Places account, and then set up a Facebook account, Twitter. Those will get you places where people can start interacting with you, and then move into building a full website with a full display of your services.
Now, what do you put on the Google Places? Is it a description of your business? Do you have a lot like a page to do whatever you want?
Let's go ahead and search for one right now, and I'll show you where they show up in Google. I'll kind of narrate as we do this.
Sure.
But what we're going to do is just at the top right in Firefox, there's a search box.
Right there?
Yeah, go ahead and type in full color printing, three words, full color printing. We'll just use this as an example.
Okay, there it is, number one.
So now on the right-hand side, you see how it's showing a map?
Oh, yeah, there it is.
If you look on the left-hand side of the column, you'll see that it says Tempe, Arizona, right there, on the very left column.
Over here?
Yeah, down a little ways. Yep.
Places.
Down.
Oh, Tempe, right there,
yeah,
Tempe,
Arizona.
You could change it.
Well, yeah, I mean, see, what Google is actually doing is they're doing what's called geo-IP location.
That's smart, isn't it?
Yeah, they know where you are.
You could be number one in your county, right, city.
Well, you can be one in your location. I mean, so if you're targeting a certain amount of businesses around your area, you know, it might be smart to go and get an office close or, you know, get a virtual office, you know, so you can at least have an address somewhere. But what you can do is see, it knows that we're in Tempe. So it's showing a map on the right-hand side with full-color printing locations in Tempe. And if you look in the results here, you see the little A thingies, you know, the little A markers in the results.
Oh, yeah, right here. Oh.
That means it's on a map there, and those are local results. So those are showing up fourth in the list. And they're just, you know, if you actually click on the fast signs.
Right there.
Yeah, if you click that.
And it's
going to take you to Fast Signs website.
And do you have to be on Google Places to do
that? That's how they showed up there, is because they're on Google Places. Go ahead, let's go ahead and hit back, go back to the search results.
Right.
Now, what I want to do is you'll see that there's a, right where you just click the Fast Signs link.
Yeah, right here.
To the right of there, there's a place page.
I see that. Yeah, six reviews, it says. Oh, you can put reviews in.
Yeah, go ahead and click on that, and we'll pull up the place page, and you can see that this is Google Maps Fast Signs place page.
Nice.
So there's a map to their location on the right. Below that, there's some ads. Google's going to, you know, make some money. There's the logo for Fast Signs. There's Fast Signs business name, link to their website, reviews. Google actually goes out and gathers reviews, they'll show you reviews from Yelp.com and some of the different review sites out there. But the details is actually what Fast Signs has actually entered here. They've said, okay, here's our email, our specialties. They have a link to their Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this is a great place to start if you don't have a website yet. This is almost essential because this is going to, you know, potentially get you listed on the first page of Google because you're a local business and we're Fast Signs. So we typed in full color printing and we're in Tempe. We may want to go to Fast Signs. So, you know, if you have any sort of business, they have categories. You can just go ahead and sign up. So, again, this is, you know, not necessarily helping me at all, but I'm definitely doing a full commercial for Google right now.
Yeah, they're going to appreciate this.
But, yeah.
And I clicked on more details and looked.
Yeah, look at how much information. Oh. And all of this information is Google looks at this and says, okay, you know, if someone types for, you know, puts in Fast Signs, we're going to show this page because this has Fast Signs all over it. And so you'll see that those results there. But now you can also navigate on the map. If you go on the map right there, you can drag it around with your hand. Just like click and drag it.
Oh, like that?
Oh, that one actually doesn't do it. But if you click the map, I think it takes you to the Google Maps site.
Oh. And there it goes.
Yeah, right. Now you can you see these little markers all over the map. These are all local page, like Google Place pages and their locations. And this is what Google is saying, okay, we've got color printing at all of these different locations around Tempe. This is kind of a more Phoenix metro map that we're looking at here. But it's showing all these markers. On the left, we're seeing listings. So the quickest way to kind of get your business, if you're targeting local business, I think that one of the fastest ways to get yourself in the search engines and ultimately kind of get some the ball rolling with some inquiries and calls is to sign up for a Google Places page.
And they're referenced by different letters within these little markers.
Right. They have a kind of a map, a correspondence, so you can see, okay, number F is here in the valley. It's also listed on the left.
This is great. So, and this is free, you said, to do.
Right.
So people should do this just to do it.
It's, you know, the more places you can sign up and put a profile about your business and ultimately add a link to your website, the better. That's kind of one of the first steps in SEO. They call that link building. But really the first place to start is Google. That's the number one. Go to Google Places page. So go to google.com/places. Next is sign up at Facebook and create a fan business profile page. You don't want to necessarily set up an account for your business. What you want to do is you want to set up actually a fan page. And you can Google how to set up a fan page. There's lots of websites that can tell you how to do that. The next thing is to set up a Twitter page. But really, if you're not necessarily going to dive too deep into social networking, maybe just start with Facebook. Twitter's, it's they call it microblogging. It's kind of, I don't know. It's good to have, but I think Facebook is a lot more effective right now.
I think it depends on the industry. Someone told me, and I can't remember, it might have been you actually, that it's good for technology, new things, or sports. When there's things like mm-hmm. happening right now, you Twitter it
it is.
Does that make sense?
It is a lot faster paced because, you know, you may be following hundreds or if not thousands of people,
yeah.
seeing like tons of things popping up on your feed.
Exactly. Like,
you know,
up to the minute news
right,
deals.
Right. And then Facebook's a little bit more personal where you're communicating yeah. with your friends and sharing more information and more pictures. But what kind of the first step, you know, okay, let me gotta kind of explain a concept. And we only have a couple minutes, but we can kind of get back
yeah,
into it.
Yeah, a minute or so on our break. Yeah. Okay.
Well, maybe on the next break when we come back, I could talk about how kind of what Google looks at and how it kind of fits you in place.
Oh, okay.
Because there's kind of these different very general guidelines that you can use to help increase your rankings.
Oh,
but
that's going
to
be
this
good.
This is actually a really good place to start is with the Places page.
This is excellent. And you're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. This is the Business Innovation Panel starring Spencer Thornack. And we'll be right back.
Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today. 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. This is the Business Innovation Panel with Spencer Thornack. Did you like how I said that? I go, and this is the business.
This
like,
is
yeah.
Spencer Thornack.
Exactly. Hey, you say it better. I'm going to have you say it from now on. That was good.
Practice
what do you think,
that.
Kurt? Was that good? It was good. He likes it.
I'll announce myself.
He's yes. about to give you the bell. Yeah, he's...
Yay!
This is really valuable, what you're explaining to people.
It's
because
like $1 million worth of free services.
I
right
think
here.
It really is. I mean, where do people, I mean, think about it. Where do you get this type of information? You're offering just because you're trying to help people.
And
I think that's real generous of you. I do.
Awesome.
I think this is great. And
well, I think that this is a great first step for anyone that is thinking about getting online. And you kind of, if, you know, Google Places, Facebook. There's a lot of things that you can do without even having a website and operate online.
But let me ask you about that. That's interesting because, you know, we looked as on the air. You were directing me how to get to Google Places, check it out, see how it's formatted and various things, what it looked like and how it's helpful. Yet I'm going to guess. I'm just a guess because I'm not a website developer, as you know. In fact, you know, I have no clue about. I said, help, I have no idea what's going on. But you do a great job. I think the Breakthrough Thinking website is phenomenal. I get a lot of great compliments.
I'm glad.
You did it.
Yes,
you're the one that developed it, designed it by himself, too. Okay. But anyway, you get another belt. The question is, and I'm going to take a guess, is that all these things are great.
Sure. They,
Google Places, and we're going to get into some other things. Yet I'm going to guess you're going to say, but it never replaces a website because you can do so much more. It's like a big calling card. Am I right or wrong?
Yes.
Or am I close?
Okay. Yes, you're
Tell
right.
us about that, and then we'll go into the other
Okay.
stuff.
Google Places, Facebook, and all these other social sites and things that you can do for free, they make you work within their limits.
Gotcha.
So they restrict you to working the way that they want you to.
So not as much creativity if you wanted to, and that's where you come in because you're very creative in your designs, and that makes a difference, doesn't it?
Right. It allows you to really take what the vision that you have for your business and the way you want it to the way you want to represent yourself online, and really make that happen, and allows you to also add give a lot more information to potential clients than just the Places page, because Places, they limit the amount of information you can put on there. You can't just write pages and pages. There's actually a really cool website called Squidoo. It's kind of
how
like
do you spell that?
It's like squid and then OO.
Really?
But they actually, it's like a social website kind of. Yeah, if you want to go there and check it out, it's. But they allow you to put more content and build these cool little web pages.
Squidoo, is that welcome to Squidoo?
Yep. And this is something.
Where do you find these things? It's amazing. You always have good stuff.
I follow a lot of blogs and different website news for the industry, and it's interesting because this is a huge catalog of websites that people are maintaining in their own category, and they're almost. I mean, it's the same as kind of very similar to the Places and things where they have their own restrictions, but these guys let you do a lot more. So if you let's say you weren't quite ready to build a website, so what you would do is maybe it's not in the budget right now, but you still need to get online because you are operating as a business. Maybe you have your brick and mortar, or you've got your full color printing, you've got your business cards, you've set up your corporation, and you're ready to go. You don't quite have the money for a website yet. What you could do is set up the Places page, set up Facebook, maybe come to Squidoo.com. You're not necessarily going to have your own URL like www.reallyfastwebsites.com, but you'll have at least a place that you can add content which would be found that eventually later you could point to a website. But here they actually let you put up images, lots of information. You can build little mini micro sites that are really cool. And you're part of a big community where a lot of people are going to be searching.
So is this a Google Place type of situation, or
no? It's more like a blogging platform, kind of like.
So should I click on one of these?
Sure.
See what we got.
Yeah, let's see if they've what
travel,
catches your
education,
eye.
Weddings, no. Fashion and beauty. Let's go fashion and beauty for 10 points. Okay.
You said weddings, no.
Yeah, I did say that real quick.
Listening.
Did you hear that, Kurt? Yeah, you're right. Uh-oh, what time is it?
We should be looking at weddings.
Yeah, let's
go back to the bridal stuff.
I did fashion and beauty.
Wow,
that's good. And funky, chic, and cool laptop bags.
Right.
So this is, they
call them lenses. I forgot what they called them.
So can anyone develop it? Is it free?
You sign up and you get a lens that you can create. They call them a lens. It's kind of like a little website, blog kind of thing. And you can put up information with links. This is great, too, because this is also getting indexed by Google. So when you do put a website up, you'll have linking to that website.
And you can link from here to your website and
right.
vice versa. Is
yeah,
that
exactly.
hard to do?
No, not, it's not. It's not too difficult. Once you kind of, they have some tools in here where you can highlight text and say where do you want it to link to, and then you just type in the address.
Now this is Squidoo. It's Squidoo.
Right, like squid and then two O's at the end.
So is this? Does it get a lot of hits? Is that what it's good for?
Right. Yeah. This is pretty big. Here's what we can do. Kind of the goal here. The more information that you're able to put out on the internet that's completely unique. That's no one else has put it out there. You've written it, so it's your information. Google loves that. They're really targeting quality content. That kind of like what we talked about earlier, where they made some changes. What they're doing is they're saying, okay, we want websites that are very, very high quality so that when someone clicks on that link in our search, they're happy with it, and they come back and they search in Google again. Because Google is ultimately a business, and so their business is making the best search engine possible so that you'll use it, so that you'll see their ads, and then you'll click on the ads, and they make money. But they're still providing a very, very valuable service. But in order for you to appear in the top results, you have to make sure your website is the best it can possibly be. And the way that they rate that is they say that, okay, the content on your website is very good. And the way that they the way that they actually figure that out is, that, like, let's say I write a page on my website and it's about Squidoo, where I'm reviewing Squidoo and what the benefits of Squidoo are. So what would happen is I write that, and then in the search, maybe I share it to my Facebook profile, I share it on Twitter, I email it to some friends. What the goal would be is to people start to see that, and then they link on their blog and they say, if you're interested in learning about Squidoo, this guy Spencer Thornock over at Really Fast Websites wrote a really good review, and this is good information. So someone out there has put a, I may not even know this person, they put a link to that, to my post on their website.
I gotcha.
So Google knows about every website that they've found, and they know that that link comes to my website. So what they're going to do is they're going to tally that up. It's kind of like a vote. So you have a link. Let's say Break Radio has a link. The other person has a link. All the client websites that I built have links. So I think right now I have about 7,000 links out there pointing to my website.
You do?
Yeah, and there's ways you can track this, and Google gives you tools. Well, maybe at the end of the show we'll kind of talk about those real quick. But those little links are votes, and that's how they determine how high a quality your website is.
Oh,
so they're
going to
say, wow, look at how many people are linking. They must like this page. Plus, we've looked at this page, and it doesn't copy anyone else's information because they know about other websites. They know if you copied people's websites. Google is not stupid. They have a database of every website on the internet. So I wrote my own quality content. It's being shared. People like it. People are sharing it. People are linking to it. Now it's going to be one of the ones that comes up in the top of Google because it beats the other ones on the internet. That's how you do it.
So what a great marketing strategy. And I suspect you can help people with that too, not just building and designing a website, but how to build links is what it sounds
right.
like.
Yeah,
is that what you do too?
Yeah, there are quite a bit of tools, and there's a real strategy behind it. The first step is really building these links through this, like going and signing up for as many accounts on different social networks as you can. Because I have a Facebook, Twitter, I have Dig, StumbleUpon. I could name off 50 social networks.
Is Dig good?
Dig is really good. It's a social bookmarking site. So, excuse me. What that means is it's, I read something and I share it on Dig, and then people that are following things that I like will read it because they're similar. They have these similarities. Mm. Or, they'll like it too. It'll get voted up, and then people will see it on the Dig site. So, basically, what you need to do initially is your first kind of step in SEOing your site is trying to get as many links to your site as you can. But it's not you don't want to just build a page with 1,000 links and put it somewhere because Google's pretty smart. They're not gonna they know every trick in the book right now. They have what they call black hat SEO, which is kind of like trying to break the rules.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, there are people that are trying to break the rules and get around Google's rules.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, because, you think about it. Let's say that there's a spammer and they build a website selling some sort of product. Usually they're like Canadian pharmaceuticals. You get spam, there's lots of them.
Yeah, I see that. Yeah.
Back before the search engines got sophisticated enough, there were people that were actually doing things that the search engines hadn't thought of yet and getting their results to the top of Google before they really should have. And they were spammy and selling products that, that's low quality. So let's say someone searches for pharmacies in Tempe and an advertisement from a spammer selling products from a Canadian pharmacy that's not necessarily even quality.
Right.
Someone clicks on that, they're not going to be happy with that result.
Oh, so Google's very conscious of that.
Google is very conscious, and they know all the tricks.
That is amazing.
So what you want to do is you want to get as many votes to your website, and they're quality votes. They also look at link quality as a term. So it's also about, a link to my really fast websites. Like say someone out there that was an auto mechanic, they put a link to my site on there. The sites aren't really related enough. So that link, even though it's a good website, and I'm not saying it wouldn't be good to have it. That's not really in the same genre to give me a lot of credibility coming from that link.
Right.
Like if it was a website, like a big, huge web design blog that was very well known, that had hundreds of thousands of readers, and they wrote something about me and linked,
that link would
be very good. And it would count probably 100 times the other one that's not related to my website. So
you want to be selective in a way, too, I think, what you're saying.
Well, you want to be selective, but you also want to... you want to look for quality, but the way that you really get the quality links is you produce quality content on your website, and then you share it as much as you can so that people will find it and say, this is great, and I'm going to link to it. And those are the links that count now.
So, for example, let's say on Breakthrough Thinking.
Right.
For example, and we're blogging now.
Right.
And let's say I write a unique article on neuro-linguistic programming, for example. Hey, this is On Air Consulting. This is great. So I would, let's say I set up an account at on Digg, and there's others you said, and I can link my account on Digg to the my website.
Well, what you would do is you would go to Digg. Well, you would go to the page on your website, the blog post that you just wrote, and you would copy the URL like up in the address
bar. Okay, gotcha. I know that.
And then you would go over to Digg, and you would say, I'm going to submit this URL, and you're going to give it a title, give it a description. Digg is going to look and see if it's already in there.
I see.
Excuse me, I'm my lunch. Anyway.
What did you eat?
What did I eat? I had a sandwich. It's a sandwich.
Just a sandwich.
I know.
What's up with that?
It's probably the big 44-ounce Diet Dr. Pepper I ate.
Yeah, see? At the, like Big Gulp or whatever.
Spencer's sponsored by Diet Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah. That's the sponsor of the web designer community.
so you put a link on these things.
Well, yeah, you would go and you would share your article on Digg, and then what you would do is post it to your profile on Facebook. Then you would post it to Twitter. You would try and share it and as much of the people that you know and you know as possible, so that they, and then maybe, you know, say, hey, help me out, go to Digg and like it, and that's going to help get it circulated in Digg. Digg's going to list it on their website with a link back to you, which is going to help. So there's a lot of different ways, and then what you know eventually someone is not, they're not going to copy it, hopefully, you know, that would just, you know, that'd be illegal for them just to cut and paste your article and put it on their website. But what they could do is they could cite it, you know, where they say, this is great, here's a little excerpt, go to breakradioshow.com if you want to learn about, you know, neuro-linguistic programming.
And is this called viral marketing?
Well,
or is it different?
It's somewhat. Viral marketing is more about, and this is my opinion, there's a lot of interpretation, but viral marketing is more about creating something that's like really has to be shared, like where you're going to like, oh, that is so funny. Like there was this video of this chipmunk that spins around and it's like, you know, like super surprised chipmunk, and it gets shared a lot and it's extremely fast, so it spread like a virus. But I guess traditional internet marketing can also be kind of viral. It's just lower, it's a little slower.
Oh, you know? Okay, but
maybe
it's
like
effective.
The common cold,
yeah, you know, there
instead
we go.
Of like the Ebola virus,
not like the bird flu.
right
Ebola virus, that was a good one.
Yeah,
coming to a theater or drive-in near you. So that's really valuable. So how do people, how would they find all these types of sites like Digg? And I think there's one I heard about, Easing, I think.
Yeah,
and
Easing is good.
How do you find all these
things? You know, if you want to find there's a really great tool that allows you to post to all these social networks and control it in one website. Let me think of what it is. it's...
starts with X.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't. The X Factor. No.
No. It's called ping.fm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, ping. I'm having a late afternoon.
It's
can't
the
think
sandwich. Ping. Dot.
Must have been that sandwich.
What was it called?
Ping.fm. So instead of .com, it's .fm. Hmm. And what this site, if you go there and sign up for a free account, I'm like giving, like, this is like a commercial for every cool free thing on the internet today.
It sounds like it.
So you can sign up for a free account at ping.fm, and what they're going to do is they're going to have almost like more than 50 social networks listed there. And what you can do is you can then link that website to your Facebook, your Twitter, your Digg, you know, your StumbleUpon account, LinkedIn, all these different networks. And what you can do then is say, let's say you wrote your blog post, but you needed to go share it now. Instead of going to all those different networks, and let's say you had 50 accounts that would take all day, you go to ping.fm, log in, and then you can share it to all of them at once, which
is
amazing.
That's awesome. Is that what you do?
It's what I do for most of the stuff that I share.
I love that. That's a great idea. And when we come back from our break, we'll continue our discussion with Spencer Thornock. This is the Business Innovation Panel, and I'll tell you, it is very innovative.
We're innovating.
And we'll be right back.
Is it important for you to develop a financial plan without the potential conflict associated with commission sales? As a fee-only financial planner, I am paid by you and only you, my client. I'm not compensated in any way by the recommendations I provide. Have you heard the phrase, people do not plan to fail, they fail to plan? My experience has shown that this is too often true when considering one's financial future. If you're ready to take action, call me, Bob Berger, Certified Financial Planner and Certified Divorce Financial Analyst, directly at 602-235-0336. We'll discuss your financial situation and review some small or perhaps large changes that will help you obtain the financial future you desire. Don't let the lack of a plan affect your family's financial future. Call me, Bob Berger, at 602-235-0336 for a free consultation. Again, Bob Berger, Certified Financial Planner, 602-235-0336.
Are you able to ensure the safe driving and productivity of your employees? I'm Kara Lee with GPS Heroes, and with our plug-and-play GPS device, you can set geofences, get speeding alerts, and a full report card each week with driver reports and mileage, all to your computer or handheld device. It's easy to get and easy to use, in real time, with no service contracts. Just go to gpsheroes.org/21 and order yours today. That's gpsheroes.org/21.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. This is the Business Innovation Panel every third Tuesday from 3 to 4. This is Valuable, starring Spencer Thornock. Yeah, I like that. Let's do that again. How would you introduce yourself?
Spencer Thornock.
Just when you thought it was safe.
Just when you thought it was
back
safe
into the
to
water.
Listen to the radio.
There it is, Spencer Thornock. Mm-hmm. And I love what you're doing here. It's invaluable stuff. It really is. And, you know, people have, they're in their business, they're working on whatever they do, and this is a specialty, isn't
yeah.
it? I mean, if you don't keep up to date, you have to mm-hmm. in this industry, don't you?
Yeah, it's something that really is takes a, you know, a daily, it's a daily practice almost, you know, getting, maybe not daily, but I mean, really to be successful and really get a lot of exposure online, it really does take a lot of effort. And, you know, it's one thing I try to set the correct expectation when I'm talking to people about websites and help them understand that just putting a website up is like building a restaurant out in the middle of the desert. I didn't come up with this analogy yet, but it's a great one. But it's like building a restaurant in the middle of the desert with no roads to it.
Mm.
No one's going to get there.
That's interesting. That's a good point. I like that analogy.
So think about the links from other websites and your social profiles are like the roads to your website. And without a million of them out there, you know, no one's going to come to the restaurant. No one's going to eat the food, you know.
And if you don't do it, guess what? Your competitors will.
It's like your competitors have roads going right to their website or their restaurants, and they're not going to yours. So
incredibly valuable. So we talked about a lot of interesting things today. Of course, Google Places, free thing to get on. I like that Skidoo.
Squidoo. Yeah.
That's like Scooby-Doo. Remember that one?
Scooby-Squidoo.
Yeah, that sounds good, too. And then what's interesting is this ping.fm.
Right.
I think is that hard to set up?
It can be, but they have a lot of good documentation.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, they do.
But they can always call you, right? Is that what you do,
too? Sure, if you guys want to.
Well, let's give Spencer's number out. We're not at the end of the show yet, but I'm excited because ping.fm, .fm, it's not a ping.am for AM radio?
No, there's
just
not.
FM.
Just FM.
Ooh, we're on AM. Okay. But anyway, what's your number? How do people get in touch?
The easiest way to get a hold of me is go to my website, which is reallyfastwebsites.com. Alternatively, you can call me. My number is 480-559-9164.
That's valuable because there's so much of this stuff, and it just seems to me people have two choices. They actually have three choices. One is to learn this yourself, which is really silly because mm-hmm. your business will suffer. Two, to do nothing, and that's really silly because your business will suffer.
Right.
Or three is hire someone like you to, of course, that's Spencer for Hire.
Spencer for Hire.
That's good. But that would make sense because the value in itself would be much greater than any of the costs.
Right.
I mean, it would
be. I think that it is tough to really quantify sometimes how much of a return is coming back on some internet marketing. And I think a lot of people are a bit standoffish to spend money on it. But what initially, you know, if you do what we talked about today, where maybe even before the website, you got your Places page, you got your Facebook page, your Twitter. You know what would work really well is to either talk to someone as a consulting and maybe hire them to set up a plan that they can maintain.
Yeah.
And then have, you know, a lot of people have kids that are just whizzes on social networks, you know. So have them posting and helping you post things where maybe you're riding something and you say, okay, little Timmy, before you can go out and ride your bicycle, you have to post to all these social networks.
And if you don't, you're not riding your bicycle.
You're not going to get dinner tonight.
You'll have to go to Squidoo.
Well, you know, or even, you know, what works really well if for people that are on a tight budget is call up the marketing programs of like community colleges or ASU and see if you and hire an intern. You know, people
they would
that,
do it. Huh?
They have intern programs where they and these kids are learning about social media. They're learning about marketing, and as long as you've like maybe purchase like paid a professional to put up a plan where okay for the next 90 days next 6 months we're going to be concentrating on building links and writing content, then you can have someone that's not going to charge you as much as the professional doing the actual grunt work, and then you're having someone guide the whole program. That'd be a great way to get your internet marketing on, because you're going to be very busy with your business as well. So
absolutely, and this is a must, don't you think, with technology the way it is, if you're not, I mean, I bet people still don't even have websites. What would you say to people like that? I mean, I don't even get that.
I don't think I'd talk to them.
Yeah, I mean,
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, but it is amazing
just
that...
Just kidding, I'll talk to you.
Aren't they way behind the curve, though?
Well, not necessarily. I mean, it depends on the business. It really does.
Yeah.
You know, there are some businesses that cater to certain markets that just you're not going to necessarily need to have a very strong website.
Oh, gotcha.
You know, like there's still webs or businesses that are who do really well with Yellow Page advertising, because that's the, like, if you think about it, a lot of people still go to the Yellow Pages for, you know, like house services, like plumbing and electrical and air conditioning.
I mean,
think
the actual, the physical book?
Physical book.
Really? People still do that?
Well, I mean, think about this. Let's say your air conditioning goes out. Are you going to get on the computer and start searching the internet while it's like 120 degrees?
Oh, yeah.
No, you're going to probably grab that book and start flipping through pages.
Good
until
point.
You Because in the summertime, AC companies are booked for, you know, a week out.
That's
true. So you're
true.
Flipping through. Well, I used to run one. So you flip through. People just flip through until they get to a company that can come out.
Yeah, you're right. That's
so,
a good
so
point.
So that is one extreme situation where a website may not be. But, I mean, the AC company I ran with a partner had a great website. But, you know, it depends on your market. And I always recommend having one. But at the same time, there are a lot of free solutions out there that you're not going to call me and I'm going to be like, you have to have the most expensive, awesome website that's Mercedes-Benz of. No, there are a lot of things you can do on, depending on what your budget is, where you can start marketing yourself online and at least getting business coming in. Because once you have business coming in, you can afford to do some of the things that can really extend yourself online.
Well, you have... I mean, you cater to what? Sort of the mid-market, the small business
right now? I would
say
small
right
business,
now?
Yeah. That's where I really enjoy working.
And don't you have some nice packages out there?
I do. I have a five-page website package. The details are all on my website. We have all upfront pricing, a, you know, 30-day guarantee. We try to make it very simple and, take all the guesswork out of it so that, you know, it's a very clear process from start to finish. And then from there, we do give a lot of really good resources, like a lot of the stuff we talked about today. Whenever you buy a website from me, we set up the Google Places, Google Webmaster tools.
Really?
We don't necessarily do the Facebook and Twitter things, but we also sell that as a service.
Yeah.
But we at least, you know, the website is ready for the search engines. We set you up in Google so Google knows about you, and then we help you understand the search engines and how it's going to work. So you get a really good head start.
And so it really sounds like it, the way you packaged it, it sounds affordable too. You know, so it's not like, you know, people, when they think of websites, they may be thinking in thousands and thousands of dollars, right?
Actually, our package for five pages is less than $1,000. And then we also will work with budgets and do, like, we could spread the, you know, half the cost over time and things like that. We try to be very flexible.
Wow. So really it's a situation where you're really trying to accommodate people and really help them in many different ways, not just from a marketing standpoint, getting a website, but financially to package something that's affordable. And I suspect you can build on that. It's a platform that can get bigger if they want.
Right. We work with open source systems, which help us give you a solid foundation to grow your website in the future, but it also allows us to save a lot of time. Because we're able to put a website together that's a very custom website and just do it quickly, which just saves a lot of time and money. So.
Well, thank you, Spencer Thornack. What's your phone number? What's your contact?
Best way is just go to reallyfastwebsites.com.
Excellent. And this has been a really great value to people. I've learned a lot of good stuff. I can't wait. It's ping.fm. I'm going to be there. And Skidoo. I love
and
that.
And don't forget about Google Places.
Oh, yeah. Google Places, too. That's a place to be these days. I remember cruising when I was younger. Okay.
You now cruise it's Google Places?
Yeah. Google. I was cruising Google Places.
There you go.
So, everyone, have a great day. Stay tuned, of course, Friday, the sports show, Breakthrough Sports, with we got some special guests, but we'll announce that later. Everyone, have a great day. We'll see everyone Friday.